Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Sister Radio. Soul Sister Radio.
Ooh. Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday and a Heart for Worship. This is Becky Phillips and I just want to say thank you for tuning in, whether you called in and are listening live this morning or you're listening to us in the archives, we welcome you. And just as you heard our little commercial there, we just want to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited and B&B Builders and Remodeling, Spa Gems, and Naturopathic Center for Wellness. These folks underwrite our shows week after week, and we definitely could not be doing what we're doing without them and being able to bring the word to you wherever you're at. So we thank you to them. And we will be talking more about Rebecca Lawler Limited and the beautiful hearts that she has from her Hearts of Hope Foundation, so stay tuned for that and how you can take part and bless somebody with her beautiful jewelry. So, and her hearts, they're magnificent. Anyway, I just would like to start us out in prayer real quick. Father, thank you for today, and I just ask that your word would come forth this morning, that our hearts would be open to hear what it is you want to remind your children of, Lord. And we just ask that the words and the songs that we play today, Lord, would just bring us a time of quiet time with you, where we would just draw near to you and our hearts would connect with yours, Lord, and we would just be nourished this morning, Father. We love you so much, and thank you for your Son. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So I hope everybody had a good week this week. I have to say mine was quite interesting. Nothing too crazy actually happened, but the Lord just really worked on me in the last really 24, 48 hours over the whole week as a whole. I think we are, you know, we've talked about trust and faith, and we've talked about marriage, and we've talked about several things on the show the last few months. And as we talk about them, it's funny how you'll be walking them out. The same things you're learning in scriptures tend to be the same things you're walking out in your life and your relationship with Christ. And for me, I think my number one thing that God keeps working on me is worry. I am a worrier, and, you know, it says very clearly in the Bible, do not worry about tomorrow, for there's today has enough worry of its own. And I'm really good at masking the name worry as planning. I'm a planner. You know, I got to plan, and I got to know. I've got a very analytical mind, and I'm sure there's lots of you out there that can relate to that. So it's just funny because you can get going in your week, and you can get going and going and going, and you can talk to God on a daily basis. But sometimes you got to ask yourself, are you really talking to God, or are you just saying a quick, hey, God, how's it going, and taking off, and not really spending the time with Him that He's calling you to? And so about midway through the week this week, I read a devotional every day. And actually, I think it was Thursday. I was just off. I was completely off. And so I just was like, what's going on? And I was stressed, and I was worrying, and there were a bunch of things on my mind, and work was really busy. And I opened up my devotional, and the scripture, which is the one we're going to read to you from today, is the scripture for that devotional that day was Jeremiah 17:7-8. But I wanted to go back just a little bit further to start at 17:5. You know, God's very, very clear in His direction, and He makes everything so easy for us to understand. And, you know, it's real simple. Choose life or choose death. And if you choose life, you have blessings. And if you choose death, you're going to have curses. And so the verse that I want to read, Jeremiah 17, starts in verse 5. And it says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and his heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands, and he will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But, in verse 7, it says, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. And that scripture just hit me so hard when I read that, because when we're not spending time with God, we're worrying and we're putting our faith in ourselves, and that's man, and we're not supposed to do that. And so He really convicted me of my own walking in the flesh and putting my trust in man when I read that scripture. And He just, you know, it just says, when Jesus instructed us not to worry about tomorrow, He was saying that we should deal with life one day at a time. He gives us the strength we need when we need it. When we take that strength and He gives us and apply it to worry instead of action, we rob ourselves of the blessings God intended for us to have today. Not tomorrow or the next, but today. And we miss out on good things because we worry about bad things that may not ever come to be. So I just would encourage you today, you know, and the rest of the week to really make sure that after I read that scripture, I really took time Thursday evening and just got in the Bible and got in my you know, lessons and listened to some worship music and just really filled myself with God. Because that's who I was missing that week, and it was causing me to worry because I wasn't walking with Him and trusting Him. So I just encourage you guys to enjoy the music today and really sit in His presence and just relax and take a deep breath and remember how much He loves us. So please enjoy the music, and I will be back when they're all over. And this is Come to the Well.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who search the well thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Full of love beyond measure, your joy is gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah, it's all who thirst will thirst no. All who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of the
leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
Fill the nations of the earth, O God, with your magnificent glory. Lord, you're the desire of the nations. And the nations will come to worship you. From the four corners of the earth, Lord, the nations will come to worship, Lord. Lord, we're waiting for the day, oh God. Waiting for the day, Lord. When they'll come, oh God. And sing Hosanna. Hosanna to the King forever. Lord, thank you, Father, for the great love with which you love us, Lord. You're jealous for us. Jealous love, Lord. You love us so deep, so unconditionally, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much that you are going to return for us one day. You, the bridegroom, are returning for your bride. And, you know, this has just been such an interesting week because I ended my week last night and yesterday at a wedding. And this wedding was of a friend of mine's daughter who doesn't know the love of an earthly father but knows her heavenly father. And she knows the love of the man she married last night. And as I sat and watched them up at the front of this room in a crowd full of people, the Lord reminded me this morning when I awoke that I pondered how much love and in love the groom was with my friend's daughter, Amanda. And I was just in awe of how, as they read their vows to each other and they committed their lives to each other yesterday, Amanda, bless her heart, was up there, beautiful, dressed in white, just absolutely stunning and breathtaking. And she was shaking and she was so nervous because she was giving her heart and her life to this man and pledging her love for him. And he just grabbed her hands and he held her and he looked at her so intently with the you could just see the love beaming from his eyes. And she just said to him, I can trust you. My heart is safe with you. And I know that with you I am safe. And when I woke up this morning, the Lord just reminded me. He says, I am that groom, and I love you that much. And your heart and your life is safe with me. And it's exciting because you don't have to have anxiety. You don't have to have worry. You don't have to have all these things that we rid ourselves with when we don't spend time with our Father. We can just go to him and know that he's our Father, he's our counselor, he's our husband, he's our faithful friend, and he will never leave us or forsake us. So I hope that you're encouraged today and for the rest of the week and that you just continue to walk with God and you continue to talk to him and spend time with him because that's what he longs for. He's there for us 24/7. And as the scripture said and as I read, that blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and looks to him. And it says that in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart. Lean not into your own ways, but in all things lean on him, and he will make your path straight. So I just leave you with that. Lord, I just thank you today. I just ask that you just bless the listeners throughout their week and that you would just draw them to you, Lord, with a closer and personal walk with you. And that if there's anyone out there that doesn't know you, Lord, right now I just ask that they would say this quick prayer with me. Father, I'm a sinner. I was born a sinner, and I will die a sinner, but through you, I can have, and your son, I can have eternal life. I believe that your son is the son of God. I believe that he was put on a cross and nailed to a cross and died for my sins. And I just ask that you would come into my heart, you would make me clean, you would forgive me my sins, and make me a new creation in you, Lord, and that I would follow Jesus for the rest of my days. Thank you for that, and just look forward to the rest of my life with you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. But for those of you out there that don't know Christ, that's all you got to do. That's all you have to say. He's there for you. He will always be there for you. Even when you don't think he's there, he's there. I just encourage you guys to stay on for the next show, Church Reboot. And if you missed this today, you can catch us in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/soulsisterradio. You can log on there and get a free account, quick and easy, and then you can catch up on all our archives. You can find us on Facebook. We have a few pages on Facebook that we would love for you to like and join and follow and pass around to all your friends. You can find us at the Heart for Worship. We have Maria Magdalena Ministries. We have Soul Sister Radio, A Heart For. We have several fan pages that you can just see what our ministry is up to and what we're doing. And we just hope that you'll become a fan and you'll continue to listen week after week and let us bless you where you're at because that's what we're here for. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. And also be sure to leave remarks on those Facebook pages so we know where you're at. If you need prayer requests or anything, leave them on there and we will add you to those prayer lists. You guys have a great day, and we will see you next week on A Heart for Worship on Soul Sister.